All right, check it out. The MAGA crowd is dogpiling anybody who even dares criticize Charlie Kirk's memorial service that occurred 24 hours ago in Glendale, Arizona. But the problem is, this memorial service was inherently political, inflammatory, and escalatory, so it would actually be irresponsible for us not to respond to this. David Pakman, friend of the show, for example, said on Twitter, quote, "The Charlie Kirk funeral is absolutely disgusting, riddled with speeches that only dial up the temperature. Stephen Miller's was particularly vile." And for this post, David Pakman got 3.5 million views, with MAGA supporters just coming for his head. They literally are responding to him by the thousand. Someone said, "Here's an example of a vile, disgusting human being. We are not the same. There's no unity with scum like this." Someone said, "I never thought I would see the day where people go on social media to cry about someone's memorial viewing after they were just assassinated." I mean, I'm gonna go through more of these replies because it really reveals the psychology of MAGA right now. But it is an inversion of reality. This is some sort of gaslighting tactic where Donald Trump can go on stage and quite literally say that he hates his political opponents. Listen.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent. And I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Erica.
I mean, dude, Donald Trump has been using this type of rhetoric for 10 years. Actually, scratch that. His claim to fame in politics was saying that Barack Obama wasn't born in America. His claim to fame was pushing schizophrenic conspiracy theories about former President Obama's birthplace, yet we're the ones that need to tone down the temperature. Even Richard Hanania points out, Erica Kirk opens and says, "Find Jesus, forgive your enemies," and the crowd roars. Then Trump follows the widow and gives the keynote and says, "No, I'm overruling Christianity. Don't forgive your enemies and actually hate them." And the crowd also cheers and roars. What a perfect encapsulation of the entire MAGA movement when they just cheer for both the hatred and the pseudo-Christianity that Erica Kirk was presenting. I want to go back to David Pakman's tweet because what he points out here is totally true. There were absolutely parts of Charlie Kirk's memorial that were respectful towards him and trying to eulogize Charlie Kirk, but if I went through and I added up all of the minutes spent speaking about Charlie Kirk's life, and then I went through and I added up all of the minutes spent speaking about enemies and political opponents and how much vitriol we should have for the other side, I genuinely think it would be more time spent talking about how much they hate their political opponents. That's why these replies just piss me off. Someone posted this meme. This is how conservatives view the current environment. Someone says on the top left, "I'm here to bridge the gap. Let's talk." That's supposed to be Charlie Kirk. And then someone shoots that person. The Republicans say they shot him. And then Democrats say, "Your side needs to turn the temperature down." But the Republican Party is not just, "I'm here to bridge the gap, let's talk." The Republican Party is the party of Donald Trump. Donald Trump, for the past decade, has demonized and vilified everybody on the opposite side of the aisle. Had any politician called to lock up their political opponent on the campaign trail before Trump? I believe he's the first person in American politics to just chant, "Lock her up," at a rally. So the idea in this meme right here that Republicans are trying to bridge the gap is absolutely insane. And then the idea that the left shot Charlie Kirk when it was just some random 22-year-old who was radicalized, and then people are then responding to David Pakman. "Really? Vile? That would mean you are not a patriot and you hate this country." Someone said, "Charlie is dead, David. I think the temperature reached peak levels long before his funeral." Someone says, "Did it scare you? That's good. That was the point." So now they're just admitting that they're trying to intimidate the other side with these events. Mehdi Hassan points out, "No one, it seems, has as much contempt or disregard for Charlie Kirk as Trump does. Nothing any leftist has said is as disrespectful as the president turning up at Kirk's memorial to talk about himself and his presidency. It was all an inherently political rally, and that's why I'm debunking it through a political lens. None of it was normal, especially the part where Stephen Miller took the stage. If you haven't seen my last video, I highly recommend you go check it out. I go through Stephen Miller's speech, but there are even more just like hidden symbols within the speech. Just listen to this. This isn't even a stretch at all. Stephen Miller said at the State Farm Arena, quote, "You have nothing. You are nothing. You are wickedness. You are jealousy. You are envy. You are hatred. You can build nothing. You can produce nothing. You can create nothing." Hitler said 100 years ago, "The Jew has never founded any civilization, though he has destroyed hundreds. He produces nothing. He only corrupts what others have built." And Stephen Miller does this over and over. He uses parallel rhetoric. Miller said, "We are the ones who build. We are the ones who create. We are the ones who lift up humanity." Hitler said, "Aryan man alone possesses the culture-creating capacity. He is the founder of all higher humanity." And if you don't believe that Stephen Miller was actually going for this, that's okay. Stephen Miller has a lot of hateful things that he says himself without you having to even assume what he's thinking or what he's saying. I mean, listen to Stephen Miller 2 weeks ago.
"That party does not fight for, care about, or represent American citizens. It is an entity devoted exclusively to the defense of hardened criminals, gangbangers, and illegal alien killers and terrorists. The Democrat Party is not a political party. It is a domestic extremist organization."
Okay, that is Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff. I have illustrated throughout this video, I feel like I'm going crazy here. I have illustrated throughout this video that Trump's deputy chief of staff is using insane rhetoric about the other side being a political terrorist party, sorry, domestic terrorist party. I've shown you Donald Trump himself saying he hates the other side. I'll show you this clip of him calling for the prosecution of political opponents through Attorney General Pam Bondi.
"Mr. President, in regards to Pam Bondi, who should she focus on as far as bringing accountability?"
"Everybody, really. It's a big office. She's doing a good job. But focus on everybody."
He said focus on everybody. He means everybody who is a political opponent, as he said in that Truth Social post. So how are we expected to lower the temperature, as these people in David Pakman replies are calling for, when they are constantly increasing the temperature? I mean, the reason why I'm using Pakman's tweet in particular is because it's a perfect microcosm of how Republicans will say that we're inflaming the temperature when we call out their rhetoric. For example, Jesse Waters, after Charlie Kirk was shot, like an hour after, said that this is war. He said, "We are going to war with Democrats," essentially. And then I made a video saying Fox host declares war. And then I got an email from someone saying, "Adam, it's quite inflammatory to imply that Jesse Waters would ever declare war." And I was like, "What are you talking about? I'm literally just using his words in the title. I'm using the exact words. How am I the inflammatory one?" So we have someone, MAGA Texan right here says, "Dial up the temperature. You liberal hippies are attacking people and even murdering people whose opinions differ. I'd say you fucktards are raising the temp. The thing is, there are way more of us than there are you." Okay, so... Pro. He literally just threatened Democrats at the end of that tweet. "There are way more of us than there are you. Don't raise the temperature. You're threatening us." Steve says, "Rest assured, we're going to keep turning up the temperature until the fat turkey that is the Democratic Party is roasted to a crisp." And here's the thing, this has one like. This has one like. But this rhetoric is being used by Stephen Miller. I just showed you this clip. This rhetoric is being used by Donald Trump in the clip that I just showed you. So I am so sick of the double standard of play where they get to go on stage and say insane stuff, and then we're not allowed to call it out, or else people shit all over David Pakman. People email me death threats or whatever, which I can handle, but it's like, I'm just calling out the facts. Right here, we have proof that there was a bot farm basically running after the Charlie Kirk Memorial because a bunch of random bot accounts were tweeting the same thing. "As a lifelong Democrat, I didn't know what to make of Charlie Kirk. I've spent several lunch breaks watching his debates, full videos, and come away with the impression that we got him all wrong." Okay, but this next person says, "As a lifelong Democrat, I didn't know what to make of Charlie Kirk." Okay, but the third person then said, "As a lifelong Democrat, I didn't know what to make of Charlie Kirk." This is the battle that we're facing right now. And it's an uphill battle at times because there are bot farms, not only domestically, but a lot of foreign bot farms that are trying to spread disinformation, sow division, and weaken social cohesion. If they can make it seem like everybody in America hates each other, and then if they can make it seem like vaccines aren't safe to one half of the population, and then the other half thinks that, you know, elections are no longer safe, then basically there is a weakening of social cohesion spread through bots like this. That's what we're here to counteract, to make sure that we're pushing back against. It's an uphill battle, so if you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe. I promise we will return to power someday. And we should hold everybody accountable who is currently lying, cheating, stealing, and committing crime. So I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.